Story time. Since time began, the great, the simple, the tragic, and the humorous events in our lives have formed the basis for stories that live. We bring you these unforgettable stories, some as old as time, some as new as tomorrow, but all as real as life itself, told to you by your host, Russell Forrest.
Good evening. One of my stories tonight is about a very unusual young officer who came home from the war. The other is the exciting tale of a murderer and how vengeance caught up with him. In just a moment, I'll be back with a heartwarming story of The Captain Comes Home.
When the Blue Network officially becomes the American Broadcasting Company on June 15th of this year, a milestone in radio will be reached. Well, so what? So here it is. It will be an opportunity for smart radio advertisers to get acquainted with another major radio network. We won't be the kid in short pants anymore. There's only one place for the blue to go, and that's up. Don't take our word for it. Check sales arguments. Study the proof, and you'll see that the blue is going places. And how about you? You want to be where the people are, in a good time for a right price. And that's the blue, which becomes the American Broadcasting Company on June 15th, a major radio network. How about coming along with us? Now here's Russell Thorson with our first story of the evening, The Captain Comes Home.
When the porter came up, the captain was staring out of the train window. Next up is yours, Captain. About 15 minutes. Let me take your bag now. He fished it deftly out from under the captain's stiff leg. I'll be back time we start to help you off.
No, I'll be okay.
The captain turned back to the window. You didn't want anything to interfere with this wild, crazy happiness. You wanted to live every minute of it in advance. The minutes that meant you were back home again. Home to security and love. Home to your own country, your own town, your own marriage. Only you wouldn't really be coming back to marriage. That was something you hadn't had yet. Just a wedding. And not even the kind of wedding you used to dream about. With a bride veiled and lovely in white. There'd been only time for a tall young man to stand before the altar of a chapel and exchange vows with a small girl at his side. I take thee, Ellen, to be my wedded wife, to love and to cherish, till death do us part. And then three anguished, beautiful days of honeymoon into which they tried to cram a lifetime. The tiny house they built or buy. The chintz for the living room. The wings they'd add on when the children came. Someday, when the war's over, Ellen. Someday. That was all they'd had. The dream of marriage. That and the letters. Behind closed eyes, the captain could see the letters. The first ones had been pretty frantic. If I could only get into it, too. When I think of you in danger and me here safe and comfortable, it drives me wacky. But they won't take me with this blamed ankle. And the captain shifted, carefully easing the bad knee. Two of them with game legs. There was coincidence for you. That had been your first thought when the shell exploded and you found yourself crumpled on the ground staring at a shattered kneecap. The others couldn't understand why you'd laughed. Those others. The captain thought of them with aching pride. Wisecracking guys slogging through the mud, stretcher cases forcing words through white lips. And the girls, the nurses. When they'd pinned those medals on you, you'd burned with shame. Because there wasn't a nurse in the army who didn't deserve them more than you did. You could see them landing with the first waves on D-Day, cool and serene as if they were headed for their own kitchens to whip up a batch of waffles. You'd watched them in the field hospitals, working round the clock while bombs quartered the flimsy huts. Where did they get the stamina to keep on going after a man was ready to drop from exhaustion? Where did they find the courage to smile and to mean it?
Come in on cue.